Patrick, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. How about yourself?
You know what? Since I took this job, you wouldn't be too proud of me because I haven't been in the gym as much as I like. But that all changed this week as we're getting back into the shape of things. So,
well, that's great to hear. Usually, the change in weather helps in motivating people to get back to what they need to be doing.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put the donut holes down and start lifting the weights again. Well, let's talk a little bit about a great race that is coming up this weekend. It's called Live Life. Talk about that program.
Yeah, it's a Live Life inspired race, and it was formerly the Frontier Days Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital 5K run, and in honor of a young woman who young girl who was 11 years old and passed away from ovarian cancer. 2 years ago, the name of the race was changed in honor and remembrance of her. And with that, the event has continued to grow over the years. It's gotten bigger and bigger. And really, now the event has gotten much bigger than the hospital itself and has truly become an inspirational event for our entire community.
Where will the run take place? How long is it? And how many people do you anticipate will be running?
Well, we have both a 5K run, 3.1 miles. We'll have about 200 people running through the streets of Charlotte. It's one of the most unique courses because it actually goes through the downtown area and actually goes through the parade route. As the runners come back around from Bennett Park and back towards the downtown area, they actually will be running through the parade route as all the people will be lined up and waiting for the parade, which starts immediately following the race.
And this starts at 9:45. It's a family-friendly run walk. I know you'd like to get more folks to be involved. And what I found interesting about this is the fact that you're having a corporate cup challenge with this involving area businesses. That reminds me of the old corporate challenge that the YMCA used to have. Tell us about that.
Sure. That's Jake Campbell's heading up the corporate cup piece of the event. Again, that really focuses on the race and allows businesses to put three individuals together on a team and compete against one another for a traveling trophy that will be our first year doing that. But if I could just go back real quick to the walk, because one of the very unique features of the walk this year is, first and foremost, the walk is free for everyone. In previous years, we've charged for the walk to offset the cost of T-shirts and giveaways, but this year the walk is completely free to everyone. There will be an opportunity to donate to the Power of One Fund, which is a community fund providing money back to the community for projects. And so with that, individuals can donate to the Power of One Fund and receive a T-shirt as part of their contribution. But the walk this year is going to feature two very unique pieces. One is an inspirational event where individuals will actually, walkers will write what inspires them on their walking bib that they'll wear throughout the walk, and it's a 1.5-mile walk.
And, Patrick, I'm starting to run short of time. For folks who want to be involved and sign up for the walk, where do they call, and where's your website?
The website is livelifeinspired.org, and that's really the best place to go to get all the information. It talks about Natalie's story and also has all the registration information and time and day of the event. So we definitely look forward to having several hundred people come in from around the area to participate in this year's event.